And welcome back. I'm Tom Hall. You're listening to Midday. We are grateful for that. I'm joined in the studio by our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Judy, good to see you.
Grateful to be here.
So we're going to talk about Elf the Musical. It's at the Olney Theater Center. So isn't Elf one of those number of actually Christmas movies, right? It was a big Christmas movie, and they turned it into a Broadway musical. We have been to this rodeo before, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of precedent for this. Miracle on 34th Street, A Wonderful Life. There's even a musical of A Christmas Story. And then, of course, there's stage versions of Irving Berlin's movie musicals, White Christmas and Holiday Inn. Elf is a much more recent movie than all of those. It came out in 2003. It starred Will Ferrell. He played Buddy, an orphan boy who's been raised as an elf on the North Pole and indeed thinks he is an elf. But to his dismay, at age 30, Buddy learns that he's human. His mother died, his father never knew he existed, and so he heads to New York to find his father, who turns out to be a workaholic who has no Christmas spirit. He is, in fact, on Santa's naughty list. The script for the musical is by the late Thomas Meehan and Bob Martin. They've made some changes in the screenplay. I think the changes are improvements. The movie used a soundtrack of old standards, mostly kind of incidental music. They had Lena Horne's Let It Snow, Eddie Arnold's version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. The musical, of course, has all new music, a new score, by Matthew Sklar and Chad Begulin. It's a catchy score. It has some very sweet numbers. There are two songs with Christmas in the title. There are two songs with Santa in the title. But I have to say, Tom, I don't think there's anything destined to be a new Christmas carol. I did bring the opening song. It's called Christmas Town. David Schlumpf, who plays Buddy the Elf, will be heard singing about living, growing up in Christmastown, being an elf. This is before Buddy finds out that he's human.
When you're born a Christmas elf, you wake up every morning feeling like a lucky so-and-so, knowing there are toys to make and trees that need adorning makes you glad from head to mistletoe. Life is just so Christmassy, it's hard to grow up callous. Who can look at gingerbread and frown? And since I love St. Nick and the Aurora Borealis, it's clear that I belong in Christmastown.
Well, he's certainly perky, isn't he? That's David Schlumpf. He stars in the Olney Theater Center's production of Elf, so he plays the Will Ferrell role,
yes,
right? Buddy the Elf. Will Ferrell, of course, has a larger-than-life personality on screen in the movies and on TV. How about Mr. Schlumpf? Does he play the role big like Will Ferrell?
Well, he does make this his own elf. He's not copying what Will Ferrell did, but he's a tall elf, just like Will Ferrell was. Even by human standards, he's tall, and that adds to the joke. Will Ferrell's Buddy seemed goofy pretty much all the time. David Schlumpf emphasizes Buddy's childlike sense of wonder. It's a much gentler portrayal. Will Ferrell's Buddy forced himself on the other characters. Schlumpf's Buddy is likable on his own terms. And one of the improvements in the script is that near the end, Buddy has a much more direct influence on his father, especially on his father's career, than he does in the movie. I also need to mention that Buddy has a love interest on screen and on stage. She's called Jovi. He meets Jovi as one of Santa's helpers in a department store where he briefly has a job. Jovi is played at Olney by Patricia Hurley, and she plays her as a street smart girl who's very unlucky in love. Buddy is all sugary sweet. You could hear that in the song. Jovi is much more stark reality. At one point, she says to him, "If you could be less elfy, I'll try to be less grinchy." A little darkness enters the show after the intermission, and it's mostly comic darkness. And Jovi has one of the darker numbers. Let's listen to Patricia Hurley when her character thinks that Buddy has stood her up for a date.
My choice in men has always been pathetic, I suppose. The guy who stole my credit cards, the guy who tried on my clothes. And so a row of self-help books line my bedroom shelf. But there's one rule those books forgot: you never fall in love with an elf.
Generally good advice. That's Patricia Hurley in Elf the Musical at Olney. So, Judy, how is the show staged? I mean, is there a Santa sleigh? Does it fly around? Are there reindeer? I mean, what do we got here?
There is a sleigh. It does fly, but there's a little change in the script there, too. We are told that Santa has not used reindeer since he got a nasty letter from PETA. So the only thing that is propelling the sleigh
Talk
is...
Talk about a little bit elfy, a little bit grinchy. My gosh.
So the sleigh is propelled solely by Christmas spirit. And when people begin to lose Christmas spirit, the sleigh starts to falter. But yes, there are some sleigh flybys, shall we say. There's some very clever staging. The show is directed by Michael J. Bobbitt. It has choreography by Tara Jean Valley. There's another dark number that's one of my favorites. Buddy goes into a Chinese restaurant on Christmas Eve, and he runs into half a dozen jaded street corner Santas and department store Santas, and they have a song called Nobody Cares About Santa. It's a very jazzy number, and these Santas do a really angry dance. They start slamming chairs. It ends with the lyric, ho, 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 no, no, no. There are also some really clever costumes.
Angry Santas?
Angry Santas.
Come on.
Angry out-of-work Santas. There's some very clever costumes. Buddy wears green high-top sneakers that have curled toes. The show is narrated by Santa, and he does this from an easy chair at his home on the North Pole. He wears a red tracksuit. At Olney, Santa's played by an African-American actor who has gray dreadlocks. And there's a tap dance number where the dancers' canes are giant candy canes. I should say, very strong ensemble at Olney.
All right. So how does Elf the musical stack up when all is said and done? I mean, when you compare it to all these other Broadway musicals adapted from these Christmas movies, where does it stand in that panoply?
Well, it's much lighter. It doesn't take itself too seriously. I mean, Elf was a comedy, a comic movie. It wasn't an iconic movie like It's a Wonderful Life or Miracle on 34th Street. So it's not competing with a legend. And the Irving Berlin shows, which are basically movie musicals transferred to the stage, the actors in those were legends in their own right. I mean, you had Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire. Also, even though Elf the musical is almost 10 years old, it feels very fresh and up to date. Santa, for example, keeps his list on an iPad. The production, interestingly...
Hipster angry Santas.
Oh, yeah.
We got it all.
No,
here.
No, those are the fake Santas.
Okay,
the
they
real
don't have
Santas.
iPads.
The real
yeah,
Santas.
I see. Okay.
The real thing.
Glad
got
we
the
cleared
real spirit.
That up.
Yeah, exactly. I picked up a bunch of production elements that I've seen in other Christmas musicals. Roller skates, for example. Buddy and Jovi ice skate at Rockefeller Center, but their skates are actually roller skates. In the 1990s, Arena Stage did a musical version of It's a Wonderful Life that had roller skating angels. And the set for Elf at Olney is kind of a snow globe, as if it's all taking place in a snow globe. Well, 2 years ago, the Hippodrome had a touring production of A Christmas Story, and it also used that snow globe framework. So in a way, there's nothing new. I found a whole array of influence on Elf the musical, and not just Christmas movies. I mean, you have Peter Pan, where you have to believe to bring Tinkerbell back to life. Big, where you have an oversized kid. Okay, this is an oversized elf. And Miracle on 34th Street, where you learn that Santa Claus is real.
So there's two things that people say all the time and don't really know what they're talking about. One is the American dream. The other is the Christmas spirit. So does Elf the musical perpetuate the Christmas spirit, whatever that is?
It definitely does. It's very cheery. It's warm-hearted. It's not too saccharine. There's a pinch of cynicism that helps out there. And there's a very nice little effect in the audience at the end, a dash of spirit. So, yes, this does embody and convey the Christmas spirit.
Very nice. Elf the musical. It's at the Olney Theater Center through January 6th. We've got details on our website, wipr.org/midday. So next week, Judy, we're going to talk about a show coming to the Hippodrome. It's a national touring production, another Broadway musical. Which one is it?
This is Anastasia.
Was that like a Disney thing, an animated
No, it was animated, but it was 20th Century Fox, and it had a score by Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty, and they have greatly expanded that score for the stage show.
Now it's a musical. All right, we'll talk about it then. See you then. Thanks
Looking
so much.
Looking forward.
All right, that is it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, my guest is Molly Baldwin. She's the director of ROCA, a nonprofit that she founded 30 years ago in Boston to help at-risk youth break the cycle of poverty, violence, and incarceration. She's bringing ROCA to Baltimore. We'll find out how it works, who it helps, and what it costs tomorrow on Midday. Plus, the renowned lutenist Ron McFarlane joins us to rock some Renaissance tunes live right here in Studio A. So that's coming up tomorrow. Hope you can hang with us then. Lunch for our guests today was provided by Eddie's of Roland Park, Baltimore's gourmet grocer since 1944. Eddie's of Roland Park offers a selection of local gift baskets from Maryland and jumbo lump crab cakes that can be shipped anywhere throughout the United States. You can find details online at eddiesofrolandpark.com. I'm Tom Hall. Appreciate you listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
This is your NPR News Station, 88.1 WYPR.